Yeah. I know what that means. It's 6:48, 12 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Time for our weekly visit with Dr. Ryan Stanton, ER doc. Dr. Stanton, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. You doing okay?
Yeah, doing fine.
That's
doing
good.
Fine.
That's
hoping hoping it doesn't get any nasty weather today. Got to get my kids in school.
They're talking about some snow showers, but no precipitation. I mean, no accumulation. So I don't think we're going to have anything to worry about. How you doing in the ER?
Doing well, doing well. Speaking of, you know, kind of this funky weather, this little snow that we had that was supposed to be a little dusting. It was a little bit more than a dusting. It was a thick layer of dust.
Yeah.
Really kind of wreaked some havoc with that ice that was underneath with a lot of folks. So we were busy with the struggles against gravity that many people were having during that time. So a lot of injuries, and that tends to happen, especially the first one every year, especially if there's ice involved.
Right.
We'll get a lot of business from those types of things.
Now, Deidre was singing your praises. I don't know if you heard it or not on the radio yesterday or day before. You took care of her, what was her, father-in-law?
It was a family member. I don't know that she said.
And you just did a great job. So hats off to you.
Well, thank you. I was probably still there. So,
tell us what's on your mind this morning. What do we need to be aware of as we go into the winter months?
Well, the biggest one, you know, of course, the winter is dominated by two things, and that's really weather-related issues if the weather goes bad. So what we had some of this weekend, and then the other one is infections. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going around. We have one that looks like the flu, but is testing negative for the flu right now, headaches, high fevers, just feeling like junk all over. We have another one with, of course, the kids have all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of hand, foot, and mouth disease out there, which is fevers with rashes on the hands, feet, and mouth. But it's a viral infection, a fair amount of strep that's out there. Starting to see the flu numbers. We've had a couple of really, really ill flu A this week. And so that's what dominates this type of year. And so the most important things being doing everything you can to decrease that risk of infections. One, making sure that you wash your hands, that you're not sharing utensils, especially important with kids. Getting your flu shot, even though the coverage for one strain of the flu is pretty low this year, probably about 10%, they think the overall coverage for the flu shot would be about 50-50, meaning it'll cut your risk in half, but more importantly, not spread it to other people. And then the other thing is, for elderly especially, making sure you're getting your pneumovax, your pneumonia vaccine. It doesn't cover against all of them, but even it's not perfect. I mean, we still have a lot of stuff, but it decreases that risk. So it's just like your seatbelt that you wear. It's not 100%. It's not going to guarantee that if something bad happens, it's going to prevent you from injury or death. But at the same time, it will significantly decrease that. And so doing all of those things, because this is a time of year where the hospitals fill up, the emergency rooms are packed, because with everybody coming in with cough and congestions and fevers and all the nasty things that come with this type of year.
Well, you got two TV shows now, right?
Well, we got a couple of things going on. We're making that transition over with WKYT, and so we started off there with our What's Going Around, and you catch during their Sunday morning newscast to find out what we're seeing in the emergency room on top of what we talk about here. The show as well, the show in January will still be on WTVQ and then transitioning over. And it's this year, of course, January, let's talk about some New Year's resolutions and some really medicine-based important things such as health, fitness, diet, exercise, those sorts of things. And talking about it from the standpoint of what we see, which is stuff that can maintain and also stuff that can keep you from ending up in the ER, being a little bit too aggressive on January 1st trying to run to that gym.
Well, I believe I'm going to see you tomorrow night, sir.
Yes, sir. We will see you then.
Have a good day. Thanks.
All right. Take care.